For UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, the issues facing small island developing states, or SIDS, are global challenges. He reminded the Security Council that SIDS are on the front lines of climate change.
Over the years, SIDS leaders have been consistently calling for global climate action. And they have been leading by example. Many SIDS have been accelerating their own transition to renewable energy to secure a sustainable energy future. We must support SIDS in their actions to combat climate change and adapt to its impact.
Samoa's Prime Minister, Tuilaepa Salele Malelegoa, spoke of the misconceptions facing SIDS in the Pacific. Because the region lives up to its name, he said it is tempting to believe it is peaceful. However, he listed examples of transnational organized crimes occurring there, such as trafficking of drugs and firearms, money laundering, and people smuggling.
International crime is unlikely to decrease in the immediate future. And if allowed to take a firm foothold, it will not only be detrimental to those Pacific Island countries currently affected, but the entire Pacific.
Jean-Paul Adam, finance minister of the Seychelles, saw new threats on the horizon.
Al-Shabaab in Somalia has profited from the lack of maritime capacity in our region and has used the sea lanes to bolster its position in certain parts of Somalia, while also creating profitable trades in illicit goods. Our region is very reliant as well on tourism, and we must work in concert to ensure that we protect our livelihoods, while also ensuring that the people of Somalia do not have to live in fear that comes with Al-Shabaab.
Meanwhile, Caribbean SIDS have been stymied in meeting development goals due to several factors, including high external debt levels. Jamaica's Prime Minister, Portia Simpson Miller, supported a UN debt relief strategy for middle-income SIDS in that region.
Comprehensive debt relief for Caribbean SIDS that would gradually write off 100% of our multilateral debt stock is timely. In our view, this proposal is worthy of serious consideration and support from the international community.
More than 70 countries are participating in the UN Security Council meeting on peace and security challenges facing small island developing states. Deanne Penn, United Nations.